joining us in studio right now from the Oberlin Choristers is their interim artistic director. You've known him as a conductor for many years with the Choristers, Tim Unger. Good morning, Tim. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me here.
So you've got a big event coming up on Sunday, April 22nd. It's at the Avon Lake United Church of Christ in Avon Lake. It's called a singing celebration. Tell us a little bit about that.
That's right. So our singing celebration is the final concert of the year for our two upper choirs. These are our students, usually about ages or grades 7 through 12. These are our more advanced singers. Cantera Musica is our top treble ensemble, directed by Lisa Van Syack, and they'll be presenting a selection of pieces. And then the group that I conduct, Una Voce Musica, is kids in grades about 8 through 12. They're our mixed SATB ensemble, so changed boys' voices, singing in four parts. And this is our final concert of the season as well. So 22nd is our big wrap-up, and it's a chance to share what we've been doing all season long and the growth the kids have been going through. So it's an exciting time for us.
Is there a point where everybody gets on stage?
There sure is. We always close every concert with a big combined piece where everyone gets together. This year, actually, we're doing a piece coming out of Northern Canada called OCM by a composer named Susan Aglukark, or a songwriter named Susan Aglukark. It's got a really great message and has a really cool feel to it. But sort of a new piece for this region to hear. So we're excited to share that.
How do you come upon something like that? Is it, what kind of research do you do to find music to have for your choristers?
It's a combination of a lot of late night sort of computer searches and listening, and you sort of go down the rabbit hole of what's out there in the choral world. The publishers are really helpful to find music. And then it's just having conversations with people and drawing on your past. So I saw this concert 5 years ago where this guy did this piece with this choir, and boy, I'd love to do that someday. So I think probably every conductor has a big stack of music in their basement of pieces for someday, and this was one of my pieces for someday.
So. Is the someday because you're thinking, I wait till I have the right voices for this, or your skill matches what needs to be done to make this piece come alive?
I think it's a little bit of all of the above. You really wait for the right mix of kids. You look for the right the rest of the pieces. Any concert program is a big jigsaw puzzle, and so when you're looking for just the right piece, you go through those stacks of music on the piano and say, oh, I've got a sort of an up-tempo slow. I'm looking for something contemporary. I'd love to find something that'll fit for all the voices. And so it's this big sort of ever-changing jigsaw puzzle.
Can you enjoy a concert, or are you always deconstructing it and kind of filling, putting a different perspective because of what you do to prepare your students?
I think every conductor would give a different answer. Standing in front of a choir and conducting and performing is one of my most favorite places to be. So I have so much fun in those moments. I enjoy them endlessly, and they're a really great source of their highlights in my year, in my day.
Can you feel or sense on a given night, given day, that maybe this performance is a little extra special?
Yes. Yeah.
How do you do that?
You see it in the kids' faces. You can hear it. At the end of a piece, there's always that little bit of pause before an audience responds. And depending on the piece, the length and the size and the nature of that pause really tells you a lot about how much your message was heard and received. You also see it in the kids' bodies and their faces when they're just giving about 100 and plus on any given day, and as opposed to a regular rehearsal where they're putting in their best. But then when things are shiny and in front of a group of an audience, it does feel different.
I've seen you conduct. I've been through the Festival of Carols when you've done things with the choristers as well as with Lake Ridge Academy. There's a lot of crossover from students
right.
who perform in both of those. There's a lot going on with you. I see you from behind. You're encouraging them. Are you kind of reminding them of things? This is the part where this needs to happen, or are you just sort of taking the music and kind of giving it a visual effect to represent for them?
I'm dancing my way through the pieces. It's a little bit of absolutely controlling the flow of the music, the pace of the music, giving them the musical reminders that we've been working on in rehearsal. To a certain extent, I think a conductor probably needs to embody the music to help remind those kids just what it is that our focus should be. I think probably most choirs, if they're well prepared, they could probably give a pretty good performance without a conductor. If they've been well rehearsed and they've been well prepared, the kids know what they're doing. The kids are the true musicians on the stage. And They're the ones who do the really hard work and the heavy lifting on any given performance. So some days it feels like I'm just along for the ride, but I do serve as a little guide on the side to give them little reminders and hints along the way. But, oh, it's so fun. Mm. It is so much fun, and I enjoy it immensely.
You mentioned about they have the confidence to do that. That's kind of what this whole Choristers is all about. I mean, there's the musical aspect of it, but the growth as a individual, as a person, it really comes out, and music is really a part of that. Talk about how that influences
you bet.
Them.
One of the things we talk about in Choristers is that we really give the kids an opportunity. We want to give the kids an opportunity to really find their voice. And you could take that phrase, find your voice, and you could turn it on its head a bunch of different ways. We really want them to find their physiological singing voice. We want to teach them good singing pedagogy. We want them to be able to sing well. But in addition to that, we want them to find their voice as they interact with other people. We want them to find out what they value in the world. We want them to be able to express that artistically and creatively. We want them to be able to share that with peers, and we want them to be able to share that with an audience. And so we really want them to find their voice.
This Sunday, April 22nd, the United Church of Christ in Avon Lake is the location for your singing celebration. A singing celebration is called. It's 4 o'clock. Tickets are available. You can also go through ochoristers.org, also available at the door. But I understand there's also a reception or whatever. You have graduating seniors, so there's a bittersweet moment to this. Talk about what that's like and what happens at something like this.
Oh, it's a really lovely event, but absolutely, it is bittersweet. Some of these kids have been with us for 12 and 13 years. They started when they were in kindergarten, and now they're going off to college, some to continue in musical pursuits really formally, and some that hope to continue in musical pursuits sort of on the side. So yes, we'll do a reception afterwards that celebrates and honors. I think we have 12 seniors this year leaving us and going on to bigger and better and grander things, and hopefully they'll sort of carry their Choristers experience with them. But we do take some time afterward to grab a bite and have a drink and celebrate them.
Do you find the kids move up in the risers depending on how tall they become as you're moving, and you have to rearrange them, or you're thinking, you know, because you see their growth physically as well as just
yes,
from the talent.
They have to change. It's hilarious to look over pictures that are on our website from even 2 years ago, when just before they hit their growth spurt, to just after, and suddenly their uniform doesn't fit, and suddenly they're in the back row. And so it's pretty cool that we get to grow with these kids and see them go through this awesome journey together.
It's another way of just creating worthwhile adults for the community, and it's another track. Some people have different ways of going through it, but the Overland Choristers is one of those that people have been enjoying for quite a number of years. Tim, we appreciate your time coming in this morning. Tim Unger, Artistic Director, Interim Director with the Overland Choristers. A singing celebration, again, it's at Avon Lake United Church of Christ on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you can go to ochoristers.org for details on that.